I was a love addict, still am a love addict, addicted to porn, certainly addicted to alcohol, and it was because it was masking and aiding with a huge void. I never went on a date without having at least two drinks before I left the house. I didn't even notice that as a problem. Drugs, I didn't really get into. I toyed around with it, but it just, you know, didn't really stick with me so much. But I think it comes back to that everyone's trying to find their way, and there's stuff that is very painful to deal with if it's been hoisted on one for years and years and years. You know, from the age of four, I knew that I was gay. I came out at 21. That's a lot of years of, I can't do the maths, what is it, 17 years? Of shame being hoisted on me. And I will keep on coming back to shame because it's such a fundamental thing. Until I could look at it, you know, I just kept on having sex to fill the void, looking at porn, shopping, anything. And I think the problem is that we are told that as soon as you come out, everything will be okay. It's just not the case.